learning about a few, Deanim this week, cases where Anar doesn't apply. Three closely related Deanim. One is the din of Tnai. If someone sells something and says, I'm not Shein Lecha Alay Anar, we pass in, if you simply try and make a Tnai like that, it doesn't work. But if you say, Yadeani Shiesh Ba Anar, and you say, Kach Lekach, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you say, then Ishaina Shavel Mayam, you say, I know it's only worth Mayam, and Nash and Lachalaya, no, and I'm buying it for 200, that's okay. Second din is Balabayas. When a Balabayas sells his personal Kalim, there's no enough because Lokech understands that the Balabayas is attached to his Kalim and doesn't let him go for a fair price. He only lets him go if he's likely inflating the price. The third din.
The concept of like sentimental value.
Exactly. So I was going to mention, actually, that I saw an interesting and somewhat heated discussion on one of the Ask the Rabbi sites, din.org, where the shaila was, somebody was moving, having a moving sale, so he was getting rid of his kalim. So the rabbi who answered the shaila, Dayan somewhere, said that there is or not, that the special halacha balavais does not apply, because he says that only applies to kalim that are still, that you want, that you don't want to give up, but you're attached to. But when you're moving, then you're getting rid of all your stuff. They're going into the garbage, or you're getting whatever you can get for them. So he held that those don't have the din of Kalim Shel Balabayas because they no longer have that value to you. While some of the commenters gave him a very hard time. They said, we don't find such a chiddush anywhere. So they debated whether those are called Kalim Shel Balabayas or not. There is a rush. The rush says that there's a low plug, that even in cases where the reason of that they have special sentimental value doesn't apply, Chazal did make a low plug. They didn't want to even have to evaluate each case and see whether the kalim are really so dear to him, really so sentimentally valuable or not. But this Dayan wanted to say that's only kalim which are still kalim of Balabayas. But once you're getting rid of them anyway, they no longer you anyway you can't take them with you, and he wanted to say they no longer have the status of kalim shel Balabayas. Other name, but as you said, the bottom line is the idea of sentimental value. And the third example is the third case is Nosim Nosim Bamuna, where the price is established based on cost, where you say the seller tells the buyer asks the seller, how much did you pay for it, and how much did it cost you? The seller says, okay, it cost me this, and I'm going to sell it to you for a 20% markup, where it's clear and it's transparent, that the price is being established not based on prevailing market prices, but based on the seller's need to make a profit. There also, there is no. So I want to just discuss a few miscellaneous related points about these dinim. How come in the case of Kalim Shel Balabayas there's no enough? We said because the Lokech knows that the Balabayas is probably charging more than they're worth. At least, again, not in the case of the yard sale, but in the case of a Balabayas who is regretfully parting with his Kalim. So the Sheiltos, many posts can bring the language of the Sheiltos to Rav Achai, who says that it's like Almanash Ein Lecha Alayana. It's like Yodani Shiesh Bo'ana Almanash Ein Lecha Alayana. Every buyer who deals with a mocher who's a balabayas knows that it's probably Ana. Here he's probably not selling them at the prevailing prices. Therefore, it's like Yodani Shiesh Bo'ana. Nachronim ask Akasha, the Nesivas, the Nesiv, they ask that we just said before, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is that when you say Almanash Ein Lecha Alayana, you have to say, You have to know how much anar there is. You have to say, I'm buying it for 200. Yodani she'eno shav elameh. And the Sma Taka says, the Sma in Sifkat and Lamentes says, mashmer desfir le dlo sagi bam le stam yodani she'esh bo anar manas. You can't just say, I know there's anar and goodbye. You have to specify how much anar there is. You have to know exactly what the real price is and how much anar there is. So the Netziv, in his commentary to the Sheiltos and the Hamek Shalah, answers very pashut. Shilta is not like the Sma. He says that there is a Taz who disagrees with the Sma. The Taz going on Sifcha Beis. The Taz says that actually lahalacha you do not have to say exactly how much ana there is. It's enough that you say you know there's ana. I, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, they say that you have to say kach v'kach. So the Taz has a dichlui for that. He has a teretz. Why that you don't actually need that tonight. The bottom line is, the Netziv points out, this is a machlokas, ma and taz, whether when you make a tanai al nash elecha alay or not, you certainly have to say yadani. The Gemara says clearly that if you just say al nash elecha alay or not, that doesn't work. You'd have to say yadani. But the question is, do you have to say yadani exactly how much or not there is, or is there enough that you say, but derek klal, I'm aware that there is or not here, And the Taz said, it's enough that you say, I'm aware that there is or not. And then Netziv understands that the Shita of the Sheltas is that every Baal Bayis, every person who deals with the Baal Bayis, automatically knows that there is or not. But Nesivas doesn't accept this. Nesivas Taka asks Akasha on this din right away, and he takes the granted like the Sma, like the simple Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch of the Rambam, that you have to say, you have to know how much or not there is. And Nesivas has a lengthy explanation. He connects the two dinim of Baal Bayis and Nosim Nosim Ma'amuna, and he has an explanation for why it doesn't have the same problem of Tanai, where you have to specify exactly how much or not there is. And Nesivas' Mahalach is that there are two types of sales. There are sales where the target price is meant to be the prevailing market price, just that you're trying to make a tanai that even if something goes wrong, you don't want it to be a claim of anah. There we have restrictions, we have rules, you have to say exactly, you have to know how much anah there is, etc. That's when the basic price is being determined based on market prices. However, the Nesiva says, in the case of Baal Bayis, in the case of Nosim Nosim Be'emunah, the price is not being established with regard to the prevailing market prices Bechlal. The price is disconnected from the market price. Prices are just being established based on my sentimental value, based on my cost. In such a case, the Nesiva says, there's no din, you don't have the same rules of Tanai and Yodani and all that. I'm not sure how he deals with the Sheltas, who clearly says that the din is based on the idea of Tanai. But Nesiva says it's a new din, that it is, when the price is not established based on Shivri HaMekach, he says, when it's not based on the intrinsic worth of the item, it's just based on my subjective factors, then there is no din or no. Now the Nesivas now says a tremendous chiddush. The Nesivas says, it's not entirely clear why this follows from his whole explanation, but the Nesivas says, the only time, he's talking about Nosim Nosim Be'emunah, the only time a person is allowed to be Nosim Nosim Be'emunah and that will eliminate any claim of Anah, is only if the guy who bought it for 10 and wants to make a 20% profit and sell it for 12, he doesn't actually know what the market prices are. He's been establishing the price based on his own cost, not in reference to the market. However, he doesn't know what the market price actually is. If he happens to know that the market price, he finds out, is only 5, and he paid 10 for it, he got ripped off. At this point, he no longer has the heter to say, my cost is 10, I'm selling it to you for 12, 10, 20%, then let's go weiter. As soon as he knows that he was cheated, he no longer has the heter of Nosim Nosim Be'emunah. Nesivas is not masber so clearly why. The one thing he says is that Fizen Nira, if the seller has already found out that he himself was cheated and his cost was much higher, or significantly higher than the market price, then there's no din of Nosim Nosim Be'emunah. Kiman in Zbarlo, Shuv Asir Lahonas Lachavera, once he knows he was cheated, he no longer has the right to go through even with the Mahalach of Nosim Nosim Be'emunah. Over Alav, Lo Son of Nitin Lashav, he's over Alav, and the male of Nosim Nosim Be'emunah does not apply. The Chachma Shlomo of Shlomo Kluger is Myrich to disagree with the Nesivas. The Chachma Shlomo says the two things are not connected. The idea of being over a lav and the idea of being reversing the sale and we didn't know are not connected. We've seen a number of examples of this previously. Karka, according to many poskim, you're over the lav, even though there's no din chazaras or not. According to some poskim, with regard to non-Jews, even if the din of chazaras or not doesn't apply, the lav still applies. Pachs mishtos, we discussed. According to some poskim, we're machmer for this. There's an it. Rosh Hashanah brings this as an iser lechatchila. This is daraisa even lechatchila of doing or not, even though there's no din of b'di'evet, there's no din of chazaras or not. So Rosh Hashanah Kluger says that he doesn't just because you found out that there was that you were ripped off, and maybe you'll be over a lav going forward if you try to do it. The din of Nosim Nosim Be'emunah, the fact that the price is not being established based on market prices, and there's a mechila going on. That they understand the price is not fixed to the market price and it's fixed on your price, means that even if there is a lav, there still will be no din chazaras or no. I don't really understand even why there's a lav. It would seem that if they all understand the same way when you make a tanai, I'm not shein lecha alai or no. I don't think anyone says there's a lav. And in the case of b'chadei she'en adas toah, if they deliberately set a price which is completely out of line, 10 times higher than the market price, and they all understand it's just a matana or something. So then there's certainly no lav, so I don't even know why both the Nesivas and the Chachma Shlomo seem to understand there is a lav. The Chachma Shlomo actually says something very interesting. He says one of his kashas on the Nesivas is, if you're going to tell me that when you find out you're ripped off, you're over a lav, and then the whole din of Nosim Nosim Be'emunah doesn't apply, then he says, even if you don't find out that you're ripped off, anyway you're over a lav. Adam Ud Lolam, you're over even Beshogi. We discussed this at length earlier. There is language in a number of the Rishonim that implies that the whole lav of Arna actually only applies if a person is selling in bad faith, but if you don't know you're not over the lav at all, but the Chacham Shlomo takes for granted, apparently not so. He takes for granted that the lav of Hana applies regardless of whether you know you're doing anything wrong or not, whether you know that you're deviating from the market price, that's not your fault. If you don't know, then you don't know. So, you know, you're a shogeg, you're an onus, onus are patrit. You're not going to get punished for it, but the Chacham Shlomo's point is that according to the Nesivos, any time there's a lav, there's automatically a din chazaras or not. He says there's a lav even if you don't know. So then the whole din of nosim emunah goes out the window according to the Nesivos, because there's always a lav. Must be, the Chacham Shlomo says, even when there's a lav, that has no connection to chazaras or not. Since you have the svara that the price was not established based on market prices, even if there would be a lav, there would still not be chazaras or not. And I saw also that this Ask the Rabbi thread on din.org, they bring from the Ravid brought by the Rishonim above Metzia. The Ravid says the old Ritva, the thing that the Pirish they used to think was the Ritva, which now they think is not the Ritva, brings b'shem the Ravid that every case of Baal Bayis itself, the Baal Bayis is actually over a lav. Just the Baal Bayis who sells at an inflated price is over a lav. And the Gemara says Baal Bayis is no. That just means there's no din chazaras or no. But the lav there is. Like Shlomo Kluger says, the lav and the chazaras or no are not connected. He says, Afagav de'eno lav or no, mikol makom azrei rachmana shelo yon. The question, whether we passing like this, certainly they point out, the stimus haloshin, the cheshek shlomo, and the Gemara brings this shita, but certainly the stimus haloshin of the poskim is that the Baal Bayis is not over a lav either. It's mashmur, it's mutter to do it. But in any event, this is another Shita like the Rosh Shlomo Kluger, that the din of the lav l'chatchila and the chazaras are not b'di'eved are not tali habaha. You can be over a lav and still not have the din of chazaras or not.
Yes, sir. I asked this before, but when it comes to nosa and mamuna, are you restricted to the laws of anah based on the price that you paid? Or is it just once you pay a certain price, which is off the market value or whatever, I can charge anything I want?
You mean if
you said 10 and 12. 10 and 12 is Onah.
10 and 12 is Onah, right.
But you seem to say that was okay.
Right, I assume that was okay.
Are you allowed to, I mean, then it's carte blanche, or you're based on the price, then you're with the laws of
work with Onah? I'm not exactly sure. You're right, I didn't think about the question clearly. I would have assumed that it's okay, the same way we saw earlier in the Siman, that any time the Lekech and Melcher are on the same page, I assumed it would always be like your Danny Sheish Lechava Onah. If you said 10 and 20 or something, then Lekech knows that.
But then it's not totally based on Nosim Anah.
Well, it still is based on Nosim Anah klape the real price. I mean, if he knows his Anah klape your cost.
I can say anything I want. If we're both okay with it. It sounds like it's based on the fact that I paid a certain amount.
And then
so
there won't
I
be
have
Anah.
Like a new. I recalibrated my base Sorry. Price. That's what it sounds like.
But then the rules of Anah should apply to the
Lechora.
New price. You may be right. I have to think about that further. I'm not. We're going to touch on the last point I want to make. I'm going to touch on a related question, but I don't have a definite answer for that. There was a very interesting discussion in the Achronim, not even so much for Negei Anah. It comes up in Negei other Simanim and Shulchan Aruch, but it starts here. One of the places it starts is here. Nosim Nosim Ve'emuna, where there's no Anah, is that only if you told the truth about what your costs were, or even if you lied? Emuna means he trusted you. What if you lie? What if it turned out your costs were actually, if your costs were actually far less? So this is actually a bit machlokes achron. There are a couple of tshuvas, a couple of earlier discussions in the poskim. There's a case in the Chavos Yar. Somebody said, I want 500 for my house. Somebody offered 300. He said 300. Naftali just came to me and offered me 350, and I swore that I wouldn't let it go for less than 400. The guy said, all right, I'll give you 410. So they sold it for 410. And it turned out the seller was lying through his teeth. He never had the offer for 350. He made up the whole thing. The Chavos Yar, and he even took a shvuah to that. So the Chavos Yar says that he didn't do a good thing, especially not if he swore. He did an avla. But l'maisa, it's not grounds for being oker the Mecca, because there was not a tnai made. The lekech didn't say, I'm buying it from you conditional on you telling me the truth about other offers you got. He told him that, and that was part of the negotiation.
That was no sense of meaning.
No, it's a similar idea. It's a similar question, but that's not necessarily not similar. No, it's just and the funny thing is that when the postman talk about these cases, people defended this kind of behavior by saying that's what we do. That's how business is done. That like the Balamusha said,
they're
people
right
have
about
this. That people just right people just that. Lie in these cases. Chavos Yar says that he said that his defense was Mashbiyat Mechi Amarti. I wanted to make it sound good. V'zed Derech HaTagarim. Sarah says it's an avla, but it's not grounds for reversing the Mecca. Latah says this is Maisim B'chol Yom. people say, oh, it's going for cheaper, it's going for more expensive. They tell lies when they're trying to negotiate. In Arsa Gigufa, though, there is a Machlokes Achronim in the case of Nosan Nosan Mamuna, if the Posim actually distinguished three cases. This is sort of what Raisosma was saying, but the Posim distinguished three cases. There is a sign on the Poskim that even if you changed a small amount, you changed 3% from the you overstated what your costs were by less than Kadesh or Anah. Who cares? Once you lied, the whole idea of Anah is that your price is not exactly accurate to the market price, then it's totally understood. But here, if you simply lie about how much you paid for it, that's bittul mekach legamri, even less than a shtus. Other poskim say, the Erek Shai, for example, says, pum faker, he wants to say, like this Chavas Yar, like the Taz I mentioned, as long as there was no t'nai made, once the price was not set based on Shiva HaMekach, it also wasn't set on Manas conditional to what I paid, he has a tzad to say that there's no bittul mekach. You didn't say that I'm only buying it from you if this you agreed to pay 12. So the fact that he told you a whole story, which is an explanation for why he's charging you 12, you didn't make it nice. So then there's no bittul mecca. There are some shittas in the poskim. There is a mashdam who talks about and calls him a gazlan. He's over Ona, he's over Gzela, he's over Losa Shakru, and he taka throws the book at the guy and says that the mecca is bittul. But and there's a machlokes achronim whether he meant only in a case where al pi hilchos Ona, the amount you overstated, not your question of the real price, but the amount you overstated was Anah or not. His case, it sounds like it was. He talks about a case where he went from 6 to 7. He went from 6 to 7. So the Yeshua's Malchur of Yeshua of Kutna says, well, there's no raya that even less than a shtus, although it could be. He says he doesn't know about less than a shtus, Tov Lefasher. But Rav Chaim Pelagi and the Smicha Lechaim says the Marashtam doesn't mention Anah. He just says he lied, and it's an Gzela, and it's an Avla, and he says the Mashmos of the Marashtam is that even less than a shtus, once it's a lie, the whole mekach was based on that, once it's a lie, it's chazer.